Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of January 2019. Supreme Court has commuted death penalty to a man accused of rape and murder of a 9-year-old girl and observes that even though manner of commission of the crime is extremely brutal, a death sentence can be imposed only when the alternative option is unquestionably foreclosed. Supreme Court has dismissed plea of Uttar Pradesh police officers seeking out-of-turn promotions for their credit acts of exemplary courage and valor while on duty. Supreme Court has issued contempt notices to RBI for failing to reveal under the Right to Information Act intelligence received on loan defaulters and details of action taken against banks in connection with fraud. Supreme Court has upheld the 2-year-old insolvency code in its entirety, quashing petitions which challenged the law saying it was discriminatory. Delhi High Court has come to the rescue of leprosy patients who had been eased out of government-run shelter homes due to decriminalization of begging and asked Delhi government to accommodate all such leprosy patients out in the streets after they completed their sentence for the offense of begging. Delhi High Court has ruled that while civic authorities can take assistance from its teachers for non-academic work such as the opening of bank accounts for students, they cannot force them to do so by imposing punitive measures. Delhi High Court has held that it is not necessary for the magistrate to appoint an advocate of the victim's choice to act as the public prosecutor under the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe Prevention of Atrocities Act, 1989. SCST Act. Delhi High Court has said that gauging metro safety is sole privilege of Commissioner of Metro Railway Safety and can't be overruled through arbitration, and also set aside 4,500 crore rupee award in favour of Reliance Infrastructure subsidiary, Delhi Airport Metro Express PVT Limited, DAMEPL. Bombay High Court has restrained Maharashtra State Road Development Corporation, MSRDC, from carrying out any work relating to a casting yard being constructed for the Bandravere Sovasi Link project for 2 weeks. Bombay High Court has pulled up Maharashtra government for its insensitivity in failing to secure an expedited hearing on the confirmation of death sentence awarded to the convicts in the Shakti Mills gang rape case in April 2014. Karnataka High Court has dismissed anticipatory bail application of administrator of a WhatsApp group in which some group members had shared Pakistan's Indibit slogans. Tripura High Court has upheld a trial court judgment convicting an accused for a murder that took place about 3 decades ago, relying on the deposition of eyewitnesses including Sujit Sinha, the son of the duo who was killed. Punjab and Haryana High Court has rejected a petition for a Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, probe into the sacrilege and police firing incidents of Kotkapura and Bebulkalan. Allahabad High Court has observed that entries in Aadhaar card indicating address, date of birth etc., cannot be regarded as conclusive proofs in criminal cases. NCLT has allowed the corporate debtor to withdraw petition for its insolvency, though with costs, besides allowing ex-director of corporate debtor to make one-time settlement offer to financial creditor, which was better than resolution plan already under consideration for approval before NCLT.